I'm going to start with the title. I hope I'm being recorded right now because I've only got one Bible verse here. And this is the title of my message. We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you this special report. How many of you have ever heard that on TV? And then they'll tell us a disaster that happened, or who won the president, or who won the Cubs at St. Louis. Well, the Cubs win, or whatever. But I'm in the start of a teaching on the Lord's Prayer. We've got to the first expression, our Father who art in heaven, and but we're not going there tonight because just a few days ago when something happened to me, it just really blew my mind, and I'm not sure. I'm working through the conclusion of what it's all about, but it started with those beautiful sisters that, was that, did that happen on Friday? Yeah, that were taken away from us, and it just did something to me. I don't know, I've just been thinking about that and praying and asking God, why? Why, Father? How did that happen? What can I tell somebody that, how do we escape something like that? And I'm going to just tell you right off the bat, I didn't come to any good conclusions on that, but I'm going to tell you what did happen to me because it was quite remarkable and crazy. After asking that question, why, I'm going to preach out of Galatians chapter 5, I believe is where I wanted to start, verses. Do you have those verses that I gave you guys? Here it is. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I was just, I don't know why it affected me like that. We've seen a lot of bad things happen. But Kelly, Pastor Kelly and a few others have said, what's wrong with you? They could look at me, are you okay? And I just said, yeah, but I wasn't. I was in the, why, how, what? And that tragic event just set me off, you know, wondering, you know. Clint Eastwood, at the end of the movie, Unforgiven, said this. Gene Hackman said, I don't deserve this. I was building a new house. He was the sheriff. And Clint Eastwood was an old outlaw. And Clint Eastwood looked at him and said, this ain't about deserving. And I think that's a little bit about what I'm getting about things that happen in this life. I think about Peter when Jesus said to him after the resurrection, follow me. And Peter looks back at John and he says, well, what about him? And he said, don't worry about him. I told you to come with me. I think about what the Apostle Paul said. Now, in this life, we see as through a glass, darkly. We don't see things and understand all the way. But I couldn't let go of that. And I went through a series of things in my own life. And I just kind of put them down. You know, we've got 3 heat and air units. They're not cheap. And we've got one that's questionable right now. And we're hoping we don't have to replace it. If we did have to, we just would have to. But we're hoping that we don't have to. And it's just gone back and forth and back and forth. And I'll tell you what. I thought, I was thinking with those guys, can't you do any better than, I mean, can't you tell me any more than that? I mean, that's why you're out here. You know, I got in the flesh. And the word that I gave you, walk in the Spirit, and then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, I'm just here to tell you, that's easier for me to say or preach than it is to live. There's just things that happen. It just blow my mind. You know, We got a brand new side-by-side refrigerator. Just got it a few months ago, and the ice maker won't work. And I, place I bought it, he said, well, it's, he said, I don't handle the warranty stuff here. You got to call them. I thought, you know, what kind of a, I got in the flesh over it. What in the world? You sell me this thing. You sure had all smiles and told me about how great it was going to be and took my money just as quick and put it in your pocket. And now you've, and you know what? I'm not proud to tell you. I didn't say anything to him, but Millie sure heard about it. And I don't mean it. I said, what is wrong with people these days? And I got in the flesh. I just, and then it would come up again. God, how? I almost asked God, how could you let this happen to those little girls? Now, I don't think that's the right thing to say to God, but I'm just telling you what happened to me. And then I was coming up through here, going by the academy, by the Abbey, going the speed limit, and a guy just comes tearing by me about 55 miles an hour in a 40, and I thought about that. By the time I got to the stop sign in Highway 22 in Subiaco and turned toward Paris, I was still thinking about it. And I had resentment. Hey, I said, I wish he'd pull over. I really do. Not that I'm tough, but I would have sure said, what in the world is wrong with you? People are getting killed on the freeway, and this is how you're doing. And there was, I just don't see it. But I went on, and right before I got into Paris, the Lord said to me, Angelo, you asked me a question a few days ago. And he said, this is what you need to know. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. And in this world, you will have tribulation, John 16:33. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Now, these were precious young kids, two sisters. How would we like to be their parents tonight? I mean, Shane knew both of them well, went to school with them. And, you know, I was going along. I'm going to just put this in there, part of the message, but it deeply touched me. I'm setting my alarm right now because I have fallen in love with the word that was in Billy Graham. I didn't realize how deep he was. And he went all over the world and ministered to people. And he told them some hard things. You listen to some of his messages from his crusades. And, you know, one of the things that he had, he'd give a message, and then it was time for the song, Just As I Am. I got to looking at all of his messages. They were all 27 minutes and 32 seconds long. All of, you can look on YouTube and you can see that yourself. And I said, you know, he was right even then. This, you can't, I said, I'm going to, so I set my clock here. You're going to see me set it because at 10 minutes to 8, we're going to take communion. And wherever I'm at in this word, that's just the end of it because it's more than enough. And, you know, in Galatians, I'm just going to read some verses here about the flesh. See, the Lord told me, he said, Angelo, you know what you need to know? Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And he says, as your father, the only father you've ever had, you give me a lot of the flesh. Now, the works of the flesh are made manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and the such like, of which I told you before, and I have, and I'm telling you again, that those that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, Angelo, the fruit of the Spirit, which is right under, there are 9 spiritual gifts, and there are 9 spiritual fruit that are spoken of. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. He says, do you know how many times I'm with you and you lose your peace over something like this? And you tell me every morning, Father, help me to walk in the divine nature of God. Help me to glorify heaven. He said, Angelo, I'm trying to help you here, son. I love you. And you've got to do something about this in your heart. You have got to walk. He said, the thing is, it's just, here's what it boils down to. In every situation that you face every day, face them today, some more problems with this, that, and the other, brought my side-by-side in, and the guy that I brought it to have the service work done, I was supposed to get that maybe today after the food ministry, and of course he was sick, and nobody knew anything. But I had an experience on Interstate 40 when I kept asking that question. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to the next few minutes of this. I was pulling my trailer with my side-by-side on the back. I was on cruise control, staying right where I'm supposed to be. I like to drive with cruise control. When you're on the interstate, you can be right where you're supposed to be. Of course, it wasn't like that the other day when I was in Paris going towards Subi, and I passed somebody and I got stopped, and the sheriff said, Brother Angelo, you were going 86 miles an hour. I said, you know, I'm Brother Angelo from, we have that food ministry in town, and he goes, yeah, I know. I could hear him on the loudspeaker. They were talking about the Tacoma that I was in. And I could hear him saying, yeah, it belongs to Messiah Ministries. And I said, all I was doing was passing somebody. He said, Brother Angelo, now listen to me. He said, old enough to be one of my kids, he said, passing people at 86 miles an hour, it's not good. He said, I'm going to give you a warning. Thank you. He said, no, listen to me now. But you don't want this to happen again. Because if it happens again, well, you know what's going to happen, don't you, Brother Angel? I said, yes, sir. I know what's going to happen. You know what? It's easy to stand behind a pulpit and share it. It's not as easy to share it correctly, and it certainly isn't easy to share it honestly, like our Pastor Kelly's been doing. Just telling them, this is the problem I've got. This is, see, what we're trying to do here is help you. And what I'm about to tell you really happened. And I hope it helped you because it helped me. See, the fruit of the Spirit, the nine fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace. This is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Love, joy, the fruit of the Spirit is peace. He said, Angelo, why do you lose your peace every time? He said, don't you understand, son? You can't just go and be tossed about by everything that this devil throws at you. He said, I gave you peace, and I expect you to hold on to it. Hold on to your peace. Hold on to your joy. And to do these things here, what you have to do is sometimes you just have to withdraw and be by yourself. There's some people, if they trigger you, and it's not, you need to stay away from them. If you don't like what they're doing, the Word says there's people we shouldn't even eat with. But we shouldn't lose our peace and our joy over them. Now, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. When you're talking to me about you wanting to have the divine nature of Jesus, son, I mean, I was at the edge each one of these times. Here we are, Coco, Millie and myself, driving, delivering our meals on Monday. All of a sudden, a red light comes on my side-by-side. I thought, dear God, here I am. I mean, there ain't no going back. The only way to go is forward and get all them things delivered. So I call them up. And I said, I got a red light on, and I need to know what it is. If I have to call a tow truck, and they said, well, where is it? I said, well, it's on the dash. And they said, could you send us a picture of it? I said, yeah, let me pull over. I can send you a picture of it. And I sent them a picture of it. You know, some things, here's what I think. And I'm not being honest. I think, if I had their job, I think I could do it better than them. Do you ever think that? Well, see that? See that red? I send that to them. They say, no, I can't do this while I'm driving. Now, I have to pull over, get where nobody's going to get hurt, take a picture of it. And I sent it to him. And, we're going to look into this. Are you a freaking retard? I'm not asking you to look into this. I'm asking you to tell me if this is going to blow up my... And I didn't say that. I said, really, you don't have anybody in the service department that might know a little something about this? That's Kevin. I know Kevin. He said he's busy with a customer. Don't I count for any? I bought a brand new four-wheeler and a brand new side-by-side there. And Kevin's with somebody else who can't take 5 minutes to tell me what's going on. Now, I'm showing the ugly side of me to you. I'm not asking you to do the same for me. But I didn't say you're dumb, but I said, what do you expect me to think? There's nobody down there that can talk. And finally, about 30 minutes later, Kevin called. Well, no, I had to call them back. They said, well, Kevin was, and they said, no, wait, Kevin's just not, you can talk to him now. He puts me on hold for another 5 minutes, and Kevin says, Brother Angelo, I said, Kevin, I'm really happy. Thank you for, I was trying to recover myself. Thank you for taking the call. I know you're busy. I got this problem. And He said, well, we're looking into it. We've called the Polaris factory, and they don't know for sure what it is. I had cocoa in there, so I couldn't say things if it would have just been me and Millie there. Now, I get to the house. I let Millie and Coco out. I only had three more meals, places to deliver. And as soon as I head out the driveway to go to the last three, the red light goes off. I think I was more mad that it went off than when it came on. Somebody's out to get me. And Father God said, yes, Angelo, that's the devil. And he says, you're so easy. You're so easy to get you walking in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. You're too easy, Angelo. Well, that was nothing compared to what happened yesterday on Interstate 40. I'm driving down the road going 55, the speed limit, which I think is 75 right there. Not a nickel over. I used to say I drive on the fast side of 55, which means I don't go 55, I go a little faster. And I just thought I was smart. And I'm not quite to Russellville, and I start thinking about that again with those little girls. Did that bother anybody? That bothered me. How? Why? What? Isn't... And I didn't know at the time there was a semi-truck right behind me. And I was saying, Father, I don't know how many times I asked him, how in the world could that happen to those two children? And I'm telling you, if I'm lying, I'm dying. On Interstate 40, they don't have orange cones. They have these big things that are about this big, and they're orange and they're round like a trash. This happened to me. This finally got my attention. One of them just came rolling out at 75 miles an hour in front of my rig. There was no way I could not hit it. I just said, I'm going to try not to hit it too. You know, when you hit something like that at 75 miles an hour, I was in my Silverado, my Sunday going to meeting truck. And boy, that I hit that. And I hit it hard. And it was underneath, and you could hear it dragging. It was caught underneath. So I find the next exit I could. It might have been the Knoxville exit, and I just pulled all over. And I noticed this big blue semi behind me. This guy gets out, and he's trembling. He said, what in the world is wrong with you? I said, what? He said, I was right behind you. He said, I don't know how. Now listen to this. Somebody see if you can make something out of this. I don't know how I didn't hit you when you slammed on your brakes. I said, sir, I am sorry. He said, no, there's no sorry. I said, well, let me tell you what happened. You know them big orange things? I said, one of them rolled right in front of my truck, and I pulled over because I can hear it dragging underneath. So he looks under the front of the truck, and he said, nah, you're lying. Ain't nothing under there. And I thought, man, I can hear it. So I get on my knees, and I get in the back, and there it is hung underneath the back. And I said, sir, I said, it's right there. And he got underneath there, and he looked. I don't know why he didn't punch me at first. or shoot me. But anyway, he got underneath on the other side. And I said, do you want me to help you? He was pulling it out for me. He said, no. You just stay in the truck. He pulled it out. I said, sir, I am so sorry. I said, I don't drive like this. I said, I'm a pastor. Just like I told the policeman a few days ago. He said, yeah, well, that's great. And I said, Robert, thank you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was sorry. And I was flabbergasted because you know what the Lord was saying to me? Right while I was asking him, how could that happen to them little girls? I heard the Lord say, just like this, son. Just like this. I said, sir, I really am a pastor. Could I pray for you? I couldn't tell it as much. He said, yes, you can. His name was Robert. I said, could I lay my hands on your shoulder? He said, yes, you can. And I could feel him trembling all over. Either that or he had some kind of a disorder. But he was shook up worse than me. And I prayed for him. And I said, Robert, I'm Angelo. He said, thank you for the prayer, Angelo. If we ever meet again, I pray it's not like this. I said, I understand. And the Lord said to me, son, this is a world full of violence and demons and terrible things happen to good people. I need for you to be on your A game for the rest of your days because there's a whole lot of people that feel just like you. Why? Why me? Why my family? Mindy, I don't always know why. I don't. Bad things happen to good people. It doesn't make sense unless we could see in the spirit world all day long what's really going on around us. I'm going to be a lot more careful about asking God why. It's like it's an inappropriate question much of the time. And like Mindy was today, she was just there showing her love. Did anybody in here else go to the funeral? Well, Mindy was our ambassador from Paris Christian Center. We were here passing out. Well, I don't really want to talk about that right now. But I hope this has helped somebody. I think sometimes it's inappropriate. Job asked why when he got an audience with God. You know what God told Job? Where were you when I formed this earth? Do you know where I have those 100-pound end-of-time hailstones stored at? What about all of the animals in the sea and this and that? And he just asked him. He asked Job into submission. And Job said, I don't have anything else to say. 42 chapters of Job. And I'm going to challenge you tonight. God said to Job, your three buddies, he said, I don't like the way they questioned you. and accused you and said you must have been doing something wrong. Because the word says from chapter 1 to chapter 42, in all that happened, Job did not sin against God. Now, his wife said, curse God and die, you idiot. And he lost more than I ever have. In fact, Job lost more than anybody I've ever known. And he said, unless you pray, I don't know if a person's in here or maybe somebody that will hear this. Unless you pray for them three guys, I'm going to kill them. And the word says, when Job prayed for those three men, God turned everything around. He had more beautiful children, two or three times as much as he had before. When he prayed for the people that accused him. This alarm is about to go off. I'm about to keep my promise. It's 7:49. I'm going to ask you to take, you know what? We need to make an altar. There isn't anything that I have to say that's so important that we shouldn't do the right thing. I'm going to ask you, if you would, as many as will, to make an altar. This is an open service of communion. You don't have to take communion.